Magic Breakfast with Brooke.
I have a special guest in the studio today, Michelle from Meals on Wheels, SA. How you going?
I'm great, thanks, Brooke. And yourself?
Good, I'm very well, thank you. It's nice to meet you. I'm very excited to talk about Meals on Wheels because I feel like it's always been out there. Everyone's heard of it, but we don't know a lot about it. So what can you tell us? Explain it.
Like you, many other people know about it, but don't actually really understand, I guess, what service is and I guess what it means for the people that we serve, our customers.
Yeah. When I think of Meals on Wheels, I think of sort of the older community members who just need a hand. Is that sort of where it's skewed towards, or is it anyone?
That's basically where it started. Mm-hmm. So it was started by a lady who wanted to ensure that aged community members were having access to good nutritional and wholesome food. What Meals on Wheels now really covers is it is generally the age demographic. Mm-hmm. So I think it's over 65. When you go into my aged care package, you can actually access the service at a reduced rate.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other options for people who are, say, have a disability or have a temporary accident or illness that they find it difficult to, you know, cook meals for themselves and things like that. That's actually open for everybody.
Yeah.
So any age, as long as they meet the requirements, and that's generally assessed through our head office in Adelaide. Mm-hmm. So they would say somebody wanted to join Meals on Wheels, they'd ring up the 1-800 number and have a chat to the customer care team, and they'd go through and say, yes, you're eligible by asking these questions for X, Y, Z. And then the customer has the option to join up for whatever they like, 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. They can get frozens out of the head kitchen in Adelaide and delivered up here. So they can have a mix of fresh and frozen, or frozen to keep in their freezer as well. So, you know, they can have meals on standby any time that they need.
Fantastic. And obviously Meals on Wheels is all volunteer run, is that right?
Predominantly. So yes, our kitchens in the Riverland and the delivery service is all volunteer run.
Mm-hmm. So very important that Riverlanders can get on board if they can. But I suppose the question is, what does it take to be a volunteer?
What it takes is a good smile, usually a good sense of humour helps as well.
Yep.
But generally, if you have some spare time and are willing, there are a few options, because we have the four branches across the Riverland. They are all very different to each other, but generally speaking, we can always find something to suit someone.
Yeah, great. Well, look, I am most excited. Obviously, Meals on Wheels, you guys do food.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you have some things for me to
taste. Some tasty treats.
Yes, I'm very excited. We'll do that next.